The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. State Representative Christine Goodwin joins me. She is candidate for State Senate District 2. And now, coming up today, you're in town today, and I guess doing some appearances, but the 19th is when you're going to be making an appearance at a candidates forum here locally.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind.
Well, that will be some commissioner candidates, and the two of us that are challenging for the Senate seat will be at the police department, and I guess they have a nice facility there, so we will be engaging in the issues.
So you're currently state rep, and which district again? I believe it's
House District 4.
House District 4. Mm-hmm. And why the move then that you want to do Senate District 2? What's your take on that?
Well, I've been in the legislature two terms. I've came to the legislature with quite a bit of experience and qualification to do this legislative work. Mm-hmm. And so when the seat became open, and it is an open seat, I decided to challenge for it.
Okay. I'm going to hit the 600-pound gorilla story first, okay, rather than, waiting till the end. There were questions that people were raising with me for months prior about your actual residence and whether or not you are a resident in the 2nd District. And this is months and months going on. I asked you about it, I think, back in November or December, I think. And you had mentioned at that time that it was, if I recall correctly, I'm just paraphrasing that, the Secretary of State approved this. I guess, why, as the good candidate you are, why wouldn't you have taken care of the issues early on and instead of letting this get to the point where people are filing lawsuits, about this, trying to get you to more or less talk about where you are, where you actually live? And why would we do that? Why would it just hang so much?
Well, actually, the Secretary of State vets and certifies you to be on the ballot. So that has happened. And for my position in House District 4, that was settled. I was then certified in the legislative body in 23. So if there were an objection to my residency, which there were none, that would have occurred before, which was part of the lawsuit that which they lost, is that you cannot. I've already been certified in the legislative body, so only they could expel me from the seat.
Yeah, and that's true. That part was moot, okay? But the other part, if you end up winning this, the people say they're going to bring this back. They're going to move forward
with this. Well,
they brought
this lawsuit, as you know, at the very last hour. They, as you say, I filed November 1st of 23. So they had months. There were questions that were coming my way, and I was answering those. I was giving them the evidence, the documents. Not the full scope of them, but I have them actually all here today for you, Bill. I'm happy to show you. So when I thought I'd answered the questions, but what I really discovered is there were people like a Holly Morton and a John West who have come on your program, and they had already decided that this open seat was to be given to Noah Robinson. So they began blocking my opportunities at every turn, and they became more intense with their objection. They didn't have any objection to me being House District 4. They definitely did not like me challenging for Senate District 2. So I have I had to go through the process again through the Secretary of State. At the last minute, Holly Morton did send me a pretty threatening text the night before they dropped the lawsuit, and I ignored it because she basically said, I have evidence. Well, I know she doesn't because the truth is on my side and in my documents.
Okay.
So if I can continue, though, with the lawsuit was dropped and we responded, went through all the legal. I have an attorney. I think they dropped the lawsuit to do two things. They wanted to block voter choice. They didn't want me to be on the ballot. They lost on that count. They probably just wanted to throw mud out there on me, sort of use words like fraud and scandal and so on. So they just kind of wanted to muddy the water for me.
Okay.
What they don't want me to do is to challenge Noah Robinson.
Okay, that may be the case, but excuse me, I'm getting a little tickle right now. Pardon me, folks, I don't normally do this. I want to make sure, though, that Some of your behavior, though, does not have the appearance of being proper. And the reason I'm bringing this up, I'm looking at the Daily Courier, and I've been kind of talking about this quite so often. Daily Courier made it very clear that they wanted to come by and take a look at your, excuse me, I'm going to have to take a quick break and read back. I literally am just having a tickle that I can't take care of. We'll be right with you, okay? And we'll get over this. Hang on just a second here. This is Bill Meyer. Appreciate you waking up mornings with me, 6 to 9 on KMED and KCMD. But I get it. Life can be busy. Sometimes you might miss a show or segment or what did that guest say again? And that's when you can catch up and stay current with my podcast. The last 3 months of shows are available for free download and sharing on KMED.com. Podcasts are sponsored by Clouser Drilling, and they're online at ClouserDrilling.com. And thanks to Clouser, you can drill into what really happened on The Bill Meyer Show on KMED.com. Okay, I got another drink.
Hi,
I think,
I'm Corey.
I think we're going to be fine now, okay?
I'm on KMED and KCMD.
For some reason, I just hit that. For some reason, that tickle just was not going away. Anyway, Daily Courier, who appears to be pretty much on your side on a lot of this, asked to come over and take a look at the place that you were claiming to live, the Falk Vineyard area, land there, and just take a picture, bring a reporter by, and you didn't let them come by. And that, to me, is the appearance of impropriety, because normally, if the evidence is in your favor, you put it out there. And if the evidence is not in your favor, then you don't have them show up.
Well, that's
so what happened?
That's exactly what we were ready to do on April 5th. It was going to go to court. I was ready for that and all the evidence. In the meantime, as you know, if you've been involved with a lawsuit, you do not try this in the media. So I was ready to
go. It would have gone away.
It would have gone away, Bill, if they had allowed me to intervene and defend myself with all my residency document and proof. They don't have proof. They landed a lawsuit with inaccuracies and outdated pictures. They've been trying for months to accuse me of living in a wine tasting room. It was so absurd. I have a private residence. It is a very private location on a ranch. After they dropped the lawsuit is when John West, I believe it was him by his own admission, uninvited, decided to come up and check it out. He then found out this is not a made-up residence. I have a legal, and you pointed out it in your show.
Yeah.
Lots of legislators have multiple residences. I am a Southern Oregon girl. I have had multiple, I'm in South County, and actually throughout the state, I've had numerous properties throughout the state. There's nothing illegal about that.
Nothing illegal, but it's kind of it's a Ron Wyden kind of problem.
Well,
though.
Ron Wyden's a whole other.
I mean, yeah, I know, but you kind of go where you're getting because it sounds like you're shopping for the district.
Canyonville is my home community. I vote there. I receive my mail there. I bank there. By the way, did you know that Canyonville Umpqua Bank is the original bank for Umpqua Bank? That's the original location.
Okay. That's all fine.
Pharmacy. I have done business in Canyonville. We coexist. I'm a South County. One of my businesses, SoCo Coffee, is South County. I didn't drop in from Connecticut and say I now am one of you. In fact, if I were allowed to go through with my own defense, people have been landing a lot of false accusations, and I thank you very much for allowing me to come in here and set this record straight. If I were allowed to go in there, I would have declarations from the mayor and how involved I am in the Canyonville community.
That's irrelevant.
It isn't irrelevant.
Residence. And let me go in here because does your husband live with you? If I were to go there tonight and every other night, will I find you there? Would anybody else find you there? Because you have this million-dollar home not too far away, a few miles away. And why would you get this little house unless you were doing anything other than shopping getting something in the district?
I spend half of my time in Salem. In fact, a lot of my colleagues actually purchase homes in Salem because we spend so much time there.
Yeah, I get it.
I have a trailer and I live there most of the time in Salem.
Okay.
I have two other residents that I share time with, and we don't keep a log of exactly the amount of time we spend at each. I also have a dear friend who lives down here in Medford because I'm down here a lot. I work three counties as a legislator. If you are doing a good job as a legislator, which I am, and my record shows that. Mm-hmm. And I would hope we would ask more questions. Because you have a conservative audience here. I think you should be asking me about what a great conservative record I have and what kind of work I've been doing in Salem.
Okay. You want me to talk about conservative
sure,
values.
I get that. I think that's what your voters care about.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But the Constitution's quite clear. You need to live in the district. And so that's all I'm – this is what people are telling me, and they bring up some very convincing claims.
A few who do not want – any challenger to this seat. I understand that, but I'm also spending quite a bit of time in Grants Pass. This is not the sentiment of the Grants Pass voters overall. So there will be people that will never change their minds. They don't want me to challenge for this seat. I am highly qualified. I have been doing great work, and I have a more conservative rating than the Robinsons do. Now, the Robinsons have a brand of just, I'm just going to protest, period. I'm a no vote. I'm a paperweight on a no. I do that. Obviously, or I wouldn't have the rating I do. I also do a lot more work for my constituents, and I have proven that. I have gotten significant bills. You have to work. It's not just showing up on the floor and voting no. I can protest all day long.
Okay.
I protest Kremlin 24/7 when I'm in Salem.
Let me ask you then about, let's take even 4002, about the recriminalization,
let's
all right? What actual conservative values got put in that? Because that is one of the most thin gruel pieces of legislation
seen. I disagree completely.
What Republican suggestions actually made it in there?
Happy to answer that.
Please do.
I was one of the three Republicans selected to be on that Measure 110 committee, the Joint Interim Committee on Addiction and Public Safety Response. We met for months before we even got into session. When we started out on that bill, it was shocking to me that, well, first of all, we knew the voters overall in Oregon, even in deep Portland, did not want to recriminalize in any way. Do you know what they wanted to do? They wanted a little C violation and a deflection program. That's where they are stuck. I had to listen to hours and hours of ACLU types try to declare that any kind of recriminalization whatsoever would be hard on black and brown people. So we got through all that. This is the first time I've seen in my legislative experience that they had to move so far because there was that ballot measure hanging over their head, right? They knew that they were going to be, if this went back to the voters, I had called for full repeal. Is I work with my commissioners. I have 3 counties, 9 commissioners. Do you want full writ? That's what we were going for.
Okay.
We knew we weren't going to get there. So what we ended up, they moved 80%. We got recriminalization. We got required treatment. Is it a few more steps than I'd like? Wait, I'm not done yet.
A lot of this is pretty voluntary,
Let me finish.
Okay.
We recriminalized hard drugs. We require treatment. And then the third big one, and I work with my DAs. I talk to the DAs in all my county and law enforcement. They are now restoring the Boyd-Hubbell, which means you can go in and arrest drug dealers for the actual delivery, not just catching the intent to deliver drugs. Furthermore, we're all going to have to keep an eye on, because these Democrats want to soften everything all the time. We got 3 big things. You know what? I was shocked to find out that our local law enforcement cannot even call in ICE. They can find an apartment full of drugs and 20 illegals, and they can't even call in ICE.
Yeah, I know. This is a state legislature thing from years ago.
Are we ever, you cannot. This is a perfect example of not making perfect the enemy of the good. We got a lot in that bill. Now, are we going to have to continue to fight and watch those monies as they roll out? Because right now, as you know, all this money has gone, hundreds of millions of dollars has gone out to nonprofits for needles and Narcan. We need these people. What Oregonians want is treatment for these people. Okay. Now, is this a costly thing to the state? Absolutely.
All right. I'm going to have to cut you short here only because there's limited time. All right. I wanted to talk about a Daily Courier article the other day. It said that that you more or less needed to play nice with Dems or else they end up freezing you out.
Ice. And, I think I use the word ice. Yes.
Okay, but still, yeah, freeze you out.
Yeah, I'd like to speak
and
to that, actually.
I guess my concern, though, is that this is my opinion and many other people who have written here, is that essentially the Republicans end up voting yes on mostly Democratic bills and giving them political cover, when frankly they were getting ready to twist in the wind this fall. And if you don't write the way, I guess you were saying that if you don't vote the right way, the Dems will freeze you out in funding.
Let me define what that means.
So what do you have to do voting-wise for that to be the
case? They were talking about the capital construction projects.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I'm saying is when there's monies, and these are taxpayer monies, right? These are monies that they're saying these are going to be dispersed throughout the state. Are you going to go ask for that money for your mm-hmm. district? Yeah, you better be. And you better have relationships, and there's nothing wrong with talking to the Ways and Means chairs. These people have enormous power to decide if they're going to give you any money at all. That was my point. They know I'm conservative. I have a record. I don't have to defend it. CPAC voted me number one most conservative elected Republican. You know why they do that? They look at very specific votes. You don't just vote. You know, the Robinsons sometimes just vote no on stuff. It's not even a no vote. You look at very specific votes that show your conservative credentials. They look past 2 years. They looked at, that's my understanding. This is the most widely recognized conservative mm-hmm. group in the nation. I have no apology. My record is solid. I don't vote yes on stupid stuff. I'm protesting constantly on bad bills and bad policy. But the point, Bill, that has to be made is you'd better be working in committees. You'd mm-hmm. better be talking to, that's the relationship in Salem. If you want to stop a bad bill, all the work happens before you get on that floor. If all you had to do is show up on the floor and vote no on everything, your job would be a piece
but
of cake.
But everybody knows that nothing truly tough and good will make it from a Republican into a bill. And so, and I'm not criticizing just you. I could criticize about two-thirds of the, of the reps here. And it seems to be, all right, what are you getting in exchange? Because even then, you look at what happened with Gold Hill, which you ended up, bringing in. Gold Hill, I'm sorry.
No, Gold Hill water infrastructure is still on the table.
Yeah, still on the
table. The governor is questioning everything. They had to go back and provide all the paperwork on the housing nexus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and again, I feel very confident that that's actually going to come through for us. I also have gotten money for the treatment center in Rogue River. Previous term, I got money for community colleges, the Central Point Police Station.
But if you're having to cooperate in order to get the money, why don't we just elect Democrats and then...
Whoa. You bring up an excellent point. Okay, we've got a minority status,
mm-hmm.
25 to 35. That means... they get it on the floor, and they've decided to vote for it.
That's right.
There's no stopping that unless you stop it or amend it early before you get to the floor. So, and the same, what we have to do, what I want to emphasize to Republicans, if we have to get, the win is, and I'm a winner, and I'm working for this. In fact, I raised money last, when I was running for House District 4, I had no opponent. And so I still raised money. You know what I do with that money? I sent it to those tough seats, those swing seats, because they carved up the state in redistricting. They took our solid red seats and they diluted them mm-hmm. with Democrat votes. Okay, they have all the levers of power in the state. The only option is for us Republicans to unify and to get out and vote. So Holly Morton, just let me say this.
No, hold on.
Holly Morton should be out there get good Republicans to run
okay,
for offices.
Okay, you have a problem with Holly Morton taking up with me, not on my show, okay?
Well, she took it up on your show about
that's
me.
Okay. That's all right, but I've got 2 minutes left, but you still didn't answer me. Does your husband live with you in the apartment?
He spends time with me, yeah.
Does he live there with you?
He lives with me wherever I am.
Okay, so every time you're in the apartment, he's there, and so the million-dollar home is not is empty then. Now, don't
Bill,
look at me that way.
I don't live in a wine tasting room.
I didn't claim you were.
88,000 Republicans are not voting. You're bringing up the issue on why we are losing in Salem. That is the issue. Drazen mm-hmm. lost by 67,000 votes. If we don't change the balance of power in this state, we are going to get Democrat rule forever. And what you're doing right now is not helpful in the least. I am a very strong conservative. Your audience, I think, appreciates the work that I've been doing in Salem. And I have a legal residence, and I'm ready to prove it.
Okay.
I'm ready to prove it, and I'm not going to try.
By the way,
I'm going to go to a court.
But by the way, if you win this, though, that lawsuit comes back. You know that.
That's fine. I hope it does, because
All right.
I'll be able to recover my legal fees.
All right. Well, I hope, though, I really think you should have let the Daily Courier take a look at that, just to say, yep, here she is, here's the room, here's it, and let it go.
I may yet do so. But at the time, I have people who live there with me. This is their private ranch. I don't open this up to be a spectacle.
Oh, come on. You're renting it. If you're renting it,
yeah.
Then you have then it's yours. It's not the ranch's situation at that point, okay? I'm sorry. I don't mean to just dwell on that, because this is the one thing that I have to tell you that has been more of a concern than just about anything else. And so I just wanted you to really settle this one way or the other.
It was only a concern when I dared challenge for an open seat, because I am, and frankly, I think the Republican Party should be putting up more people. It should be more competitive for this seat. The notion that a Noah Robinson can just walk into that seat, this is not owned by the Robinsons.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with you. No one needs to fight for that as much as anyone.
I've asked for a fair and full opportunity to seek voter support, because I am the best candidate for this seat, and I will do the job very well, as I've been doing already.
And where I will only disagree with you is that if this was something that just came up about the residency, I would have agreed with you.
April 13th.
Oh, come on. Come on. Christine, I asked you about this back in November or December.
And I sent you documentation, actually.
Yeah, it wasn't
and
documentation.
Yes, it was. I sent you my driver's license, an example, and said, don't tell anybody my age.
Okay.
I thought we were at. And then I sent you, I noticed you didn't respond when I send you the press release about my number one conservative voting record. I would like people to actually respect that my voting record is solid Republican.
Okay.
And that's what we should be discussing in this state. How do we get solid Republicans in there?
But when things look a little sketchy on one thing, then you start questioning other things. I know you may not like that. I'm talking about the court of public opinion that is on this.
I don't think six people in Josephine County are the majority of opinion. John West, one of the reasons he came to me and let me know early on he was not going to support me in any way, and that he mm-hmm. owned certain votes and he could control those votes. I said, really? You just control votes. I don't believe that. So they tried, because I don't think people are that dumb. I think people overall are going to look very clearly at the evidence between what I have brought to this position and what Noah Robinson has. It's pretty weak. So I think people are going to look at this fairly. I think they also got very frightened by the polls in February that were showing me a real threat to them. That's why they landed the lawsuit. They withdrew it before I could defend myself. Why do you think they did that? I was ready, and I'm still ready.
They withdrew the suit, from what I could tell, because it was moot, because the court did not take it up until it was too late.
Two-thirds, because they have no evidence. They have inaccuracies. They had an outdated picture from an internet 3 years. I've heard them recently continue to say I live in a wine tasting room. They know it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I am a resident, legal resident of Canyonville, Oregon. It is in the district, and I am more than happy to prove that in a court. And I don't know why Wes brought up the stuff about Robert Bain. He's a judge that was prepared to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And there is residency law. I can tell people who are gabbing don't know residency law. And I'm going to be tried in a court of law with my residency documents, and I will be proven to be a legal resident of Canyonville, Oregon.
Well, I hope you're right. I just think this should have been taken care of a long time ago, because it wasn't.
Thought I was, but nobody was responding. So they were asking the questions. I was answering them.
Okay.
And they did not respond beyond that.
All right.
Got
30 seconds from now. Yes. We turn into a pumpkin. Your elevator pitch. Go ahead and make it, okay?
Oh, for Senate District 2?
That's right.
Well, first of all, I have the absolute rock-solid conservative values. I don't compromise those values at all. I am known in the legislature for being a true conservative. But what I do, I protest Democrats all day long. I think their policies are hideous. I think the direction they're leading this state is ridiculous. I work for people. I work for them. I do the work in my district.
Pain or no pain.
Do you know that Art Robinson did not? I had to insist on meeting my senator. I had to insist. He didn't so much as even politely reach out when I won the seat and said, I'd like to meet you, Rep. Goodwin. So I had to march over to his office, and I was met with 2 minutes of blank stare and no conversation whatsoever. As a senator, I will work with my reps. I will cover my whole area. I will work with the county and the city officials. I will know what is necessary, what the nexus is with Salem, so that we can work together and strengthen Southern Oregon. And that's what I am committed to do.
Christine, I appreciate you coming in here. And like I said, I'm just talking about what people have been... If you were to take a look at my email, it'd be more than a few people.
Well,
and I think that it's I think you're kind of selling that short just a little bit. But anyway, I appreciate you coming in. I want to make sure that people know about this. Then on the 19th, then you're going to be at the candidates forum.
Correct.
Are you going to be any place today that people should be visiting? I know you had an appointment some other places. I just want to make sure people can see.
I'm mostly walking and talking today.
Okay.
Yeah. I like to go into my communities, as I did all summer, town halls. I go in and talk to people and listen to them. I'm a listener. I'm not a lecturer. You come in and talk to me. Tell me what your concerns are. I am representing you in Salem.
All right. Very good. Christine, we appreciate you coming in. Thanks for being a good sport about that, okay? 904 and change. Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins are coming up here in just a minute. And this is the Bill Myers Show. Oh, one more thing.
Yes.
Your website. So people can find out more about that.
ElectGoodwin.com.
ElectGoodwin.com. We appreciate you coming in.
All right.
Okay, thank you. All right, the email, Bill, at BillMyersShow.com. You are more than welcome to, write in. And something tells me there'll be more conversation about this tomorrow and leading up to the primary on the 21st of May, okay? 905, Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins are coming up next. KMED Weather, sponsored by Sweetwater Sanitation. Southern Oregon's experts in septic service, repair and inspection, grease traps, and portable restrooms. Visit SWSMODOC.com.
Drying forecast with more sunshine through this week. Today's high of 63 with a light northwest wind. We'll drop to 39 tonight, 66 Tuesday, nearing 70 Wednesday, and we'll be in those 70s to end out the week. I'm meteorologist Bobby J for NBC5.
Because you never know what kind of topics will be floated.
We know, like, the Tibetan levitation experiments where the Tibetans would stand in an arc, a half or a third circle, at the lensing conversion point in the arc, they'd put a stone and the stone would levitate.
It's the weirdnerful world.
The astral plane
of Coast to Coast AM
is an electrical, subtle energy field that surrounds the planet.
Late nights on KMED and 99.3 KCMD.